This is an ABC podcast.
Previously on Itch.
Lucy, Tim and I tracked down Dr. Flowerdew and stole the rock back using a potato. That's right, a potato. Now I had the rock back, I knew I had to hide it somewhere no one could ever find it. At the bus station, we were tracked down by those bikers again. While I managed to escape on a bus, Lucy wasn't so lucky and had some mysterious people come after her. Jack and Darcy also found out that Tim isn't who he says he is. He's somehow linked to Greencorp and might be dangerous. Only, I have no idea because no one's been able to warn me. I also don't know that Tim is secretly traveling on the same bus as me. Oh, and those mysterious people who were following Lucy at the bus station? They're still after her, right now.
Agent Fanny wants officers on every level of this bus station. We don't leave until we find those kids and the rock.
Yes, Agent Rogers. Let's move. Move!
The cook girl is on the concourse.
Let's go! There she is. Lucy Cook! Stop!
Oh no.
She's running. Don't let her get away.
We got her.
What do you want from me?
I'm Agent Rogers, Australian Intelligence. You need to come with me.
You can't arrest me without a warrant. I have rights. I want a phone call and a lawyer.
I'm not arresting you. My boss, Agent Fanny, wants to ask you a few questions. That's all.
Constable Barry?
Jack, what are you doing here?
We have information about Dr. Flowerdew.
Yes?
We think he's in Perth.
You shouldn't be getting yourselves involved with all of that.
But you don't understand.
Greencorp have already made a statement. And the police are doing everything they can to find Flowerdew so that this rock of theirs can be returned to them.
No, but you don't understand.
How glad we are to hear that. Keep up the good work. Let's go.
Are you going to tell me what that was about?
Greencorp already have the cops on their side. Anything we tell Barry could get back to them.
So what now?
I'm gonna come clean.
What?
I need to tell Itch's mum what's happened.
Lucy, this is Agent Fanny. We brought you into the office to ask you a few questions about the rock.
What rock? I want to call my mum.
We already have. She knows you're safe. Now, Lucy, I'm gonna need your help. Charles Cook, aka Cake. He's your father, yes?
Yeah, he's my dad.
We believe your father found that rock at or near the mine site outside Seaburg following last month's earthquake.
I don't know where he got it from. Ask him.
We did. He won't cooperate. He's a stubborn man.
He has strong principles.
Admirable, but also very dangerous for him. And national security. Now, you and some friends took that rock to the Mining Institute for testing. Dr. Alexander's report has triggered our current operation. But there are other people after that rock too, aren't there? Where is it? Does Dr. Flowerdew have it?
No.
Dr. Flowerdew used to work for Greencorp. Greencorp have, shall we say, diverse business interests. One which involved a messy court case. The kind of thing that makes people desperate. And they'll crush anyone who gets in their way.
Jack, what are you doing back here?
It's about Itch. He's not at Lucy's.
Chloe, you told me...
No, he told me. His text said he was with Lucy. It didn't say at Lucy's. I didn't lie. I didn't know this morning, Auntie Jude. I swear.
No, why? Where is he?
Perth.
Perth? Itch doesn't know anyone in Perth. The last bus to Seaburg was hours ago.
His last text said he was okay.
Give me the phone. Now!
I've tried, it won't go through. I can't reach them either. I'm worried.
Emergency, what service do you require?
Police.
How long are you planning on keeping me here for questioning?
Does Itch have the rock?
Yes.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Lucy, please. This rock is incredibly powerful. If it gets into the wrong hands...
I know.
The government are the only people that can keep this rock safe.
And do what with it?
I don't know. Contain it. Study it.
And eventually make weapons with it? Tell me I'm wrong.
Look, all I know is that your friend is in enormous danger. From the rock and the people hunting the rock. Now, I want to protect him, but I can't do that if he's out there on his own. If you want Itch safe, you need to tell me where he is.
He's on a bus.
To where?
I don't know.
Which bus, Lucy?
I didn't see, I swear.
Sorry to interrupt, Agent Fanny. We can't keep her any longer. We need to take her home.
Okay, thank you. I'll have someone take you back to Seaboat now.
Here's Agent Fanny's business card.
If you think of anything.
Yes?
Get me the schedules of all buses leaving Perth. Every bus, every stop.
We've been travelling for hours. How much further could it be? Oh, so tired. Headaches.
And these are blackcurrant nightshades.
Oh, this little old lady was showing me her plant pictures.
Not to be confused with deadly nightshade, especially when you're baking. Though, they do use them for medicine.
Wait, what did she say?
Deadly nightshade. Mm. A poison and a medicine. We don't always know if something is dangerous or not when we find it. A look at uranium, discovered in 1789, but they had no idea what it would be used for. Same with muscovium.
Where do those grow?
It's element 115. Russian scientists created it. They don't know what it'll be used for yet, but just because it's new doesn't mean it has to be bad.
I suppose.
And fire. If we'd rejected fire because we were afraid it would burn someone, where would we be now?
Are you feeling all right?
What if Lucy's wrong? And we destroy something amazing just because we're afraid?
Is Lucy your girlfriend?
What? No. Lucy's just a friend. Who's a girl? We're working on a science project together.
That's nice, dear. Some of these other ones I used to pick when I was a girl. Until all the houses got built on top of them and all these beauties had gone. I guess that's progress.
I can barely keep my eyes open. I'm half full asleep. Need to protect the rock. Have to stop anyone from getting it. What would Dad do? What would Dad do?
We finished shutting down one of the deepest mine shafts in Australia. It was 376 metres deep.
It's almost as tall as the Empire State Building. Where was it?
Fitzherbert's.
What was that?
So, okay, just a flat tire.
I'll have it fixed in a jiffy.
Okay, everyone off. Let's go. Okay, two flat tires.
Dr. Lambert, please contact reception.
Lucy, are you okay?
Hi, Jack. I'm at the hospital with Mum. I'm a bit freaked out, to be honest.
Where's Itch?
I don't know, but he got on a bus. He said to tell his mum he's okay.
What about Tim? Is he with him?
No, Itch wanted to go alone. I don't know where Tim's gone.
Good. Stay away from him. He's seriously dodgy.
What? Why?
He's linked to Greencorp. He was at Flowerdew's trial. He's part of it.
Tim knows everything about the rock. About my dad. I've got to go.
Lucy, what's wrong?
Dad's not here. Where is he?
Maybe they sent him home.
Mum, he's way too sick.
I'll find a nurse.
I'm calling Agent Fanny.
Fanny.
It's Lucy. My dad's missing from the hospital.
Lucy, calm down. He's okay.
It's not okay. I think something terrible's happened.
No, listen to me. Your dad's fine.
How did he...
Look, he took a turn for the worse, but he's okay. We've moved him to another room, which I can assure you is safe. All right?
Thanks. Mum, he's in a different room.
Two flat tyres. Well, what are you going to do?
Maybe I should head back to the highway, see if I can flag someone down.
We could try making something to fill the punctures.
He's very clever.
Nice idea, but even if we make it, I don't have a pump to refill the tyre.
Does anyone have an air mattress pump?
I do.
We can do this. The air coolant in the bus has fluorocarbons for delivery.
What about resin?
Well, I can make some from incense or nail polish remover. Anyone got any?
I have some.
And latex. The formula uses melted latex and resin to fill in all the gaps inside the tyres, but it has to remain elastic. So I need rubber gloves or...
A balloon, like the one that kid has.
Sorry, mate, but can I have that balloon and use it to fix the bus?
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, if I can just get this to work... Now, all I have to do is attach this to here, and then...
I seriously hope this works.
Yes, Mr. Lannister. I have people searching for it. Cake still won't talk, but...
Then find another way.
Yes, sir. I'll have a solution for you soon.
I'm counting on you.
I won't let you down.
I hope not.
Hello?
Dr. Flowerdew.
Roshana.
Do you have it?
No, I don't, but I can get it. I just need a little help getting out of Perth.
Hang up and call me from a secure line.
Okay, I will.
And ditch your phone. They can track it.
Amateur.
What's that kid doing? He's trying to fix the tyres. With a balloon?
Yeah, done. Now we just need to pump up the tyres, and so long as they hold, we're good to go.
It's working!
That's not your bag!
My bag? The Rock! Wait, is that...
Tim? What are you... How did you...
Surprise. See, this is why you need someone watching your back.
Whoa, okay.
We're hugging.
I'm so glad to see you.
Are you okay? You look terrible.
I'm fine. Come on, the bus is boarding.
Lucy.
Darcy, what are you doing here?
Looking for you. I've been messaging you all day.
I know. Sorry, it's just with everything that's been going on and my dad...
And Itch. That's why you've been ignoring me, isn't it? Because of him?
It's got nothing to do with Itch, Darcy.
Then what is it?
I'm really sorry, Darcy.
Oh. I see. It's me. It's okay. I kind of already knew. I'm glad you're okay. I'll see you around.
Bye, Darcy.
My team searched every coach that left Perth yesterday, Agent Fanny. No sign of the kid.
Anything unusual at all?
Not really. Probably nothing, but one of the coaches had a breakdown. Apparently a passenger fixed it.
See if you can pull up a satellite image.
So, you gonna tell me where we're going?
I said I needed to do this alone.
I know, but the bombers were after me. So I jumped on the bus. I laid low because I didn't want to crash your solo mission. Instead, I've just been watching out for you.
Like some guardian angel?
Something like that. I could be more help if you told me the plan. Were you slowing down?
No. My tire repair must have burst.
think it's the tire.
Oh, it's the cops. We need to get off the bus somehow.
Look, there's a trapdoor down to the luggage compartment. We can sneak out that way. Quick, now. They're coming.
Is there an Itchingham loft on this bus? We need to talk to you. You are in great danger.
I haven't seen him, officer.
Check the toilet.
Anyone in here?
No, all clear.
Oh, that was close.
Let's hide over here till the cops go.
Oh, the bus is leaving too. Oh, great. Now we're stranded in the middle of nowhere with nothing but a radioactive rock.